welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I was on the Hagman Report last night, went over a lot of topics, got some more information in today that we're going to be going over. Dad's also got some information that's been going on. A lot of stuff happening today. Buckle your seatbelts. This is going to be a wild show today, Dad. And what you want to start with first here?
I want to start with, this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it, even though I'm really, really hacked off right now. I'm pretty irritated, but I'm still praising God, because I am not going to start this show off and not be blessed. Because I tell you what, there's some stuff that's happening right now that I'm going to talk about today that's going to blow your minds, and stuff I don't even want to talk about. And it's just, I don't know what else to say. But this is right from the Daily Mail, from UK, large publication. Donald Trump boasts that the Israeli Jews love him like the second coming of God, as he quotes conspiracy theorists who claims, this is Wayne Allen Root, who's been on our show, who claims American Jews don't know what they're doing or saying amid escalating row over presidential calling Democratic Jews disloyal. Okay, that's how this show's starting. President Donald Trump quoted conservative radio talk show Wayne Allen Root, who had backed numerous conspiracy theories, like, you know, 9/11 was an inside job. Ooh, whoopee, whoopee. I mean, that's a big conspiracy now. That's not a conspiracy. Everybody knows it. On Tuesday, Trump said Jews who vote for Democrats either have a total lack of knowledge or are disloyal, prompting a furious backlash from Jewish groups because 75% of Jews vote Democrat. Trump quoted Root saying he was the greatest president for Jews and for Israel in the history of the world. He said Jews love him like he is the second coming of God, which he is a reference to the return of Jesus Christ. Whoa. Root says Trump is good for all Jews, blacks, gays, and everyone. There we go. Now we're throwing gays in there. I just thought that was interesting. Root backed the conspiracy theory that Barack Obama wasn't born in the United States, and another about the murder of a DNC staffer, Seth Rich. Okay. Here's, and Donald Trump responds by saying, thank you, Wayne Allen Root, for the very nice words. President Trump is the greatest president for Jews and for the Israel and history of the world, and not just for America. He's the best president for Israel and history of the world, and the Jewish people. This is Donald Trump's Trump. Donald Trump goes on, he's like the king of Israel. They love him like he's the second coming of Israel. But the American Jews don't know him or like him. They don't even know what they're doing or saying anymore. It makes no sense, but that's okay. He keeps doing what he's doing. He's good for it. Now, Donald Trump's, these are Donald Trump's words. Then Donald Trump says, all Jews, black, gays, everyone, and importantly, he's good for everyone in America who wants a job. Wow. Okay. You know, I don't even know where to start with this. It's just bad. It's about Zionism, okay? And not, the problem is not all Jews are Zionists. And the reality is that if we basically try to categorize all Jews in, it's like saying that all Christians and all, you know, Protestants and all Catholics all believe the exact same thing. They don't. So Trump basically is being massively, massively, massively promoted because of Zionism. Now, here's another article from the week. Trump says, I am the chosen one. So that just happened. Yes, President Trump, when asked about his ongoing trade war with China, deemed himself the chosen one when talking with reporters outside the White House on Wednesday. As Trump put it when it comes to dealing with China's trade practice, somebody has to do it. He goes, I am the chosen one, as he looked up to the sky. The odd comment comes just after Trump compared himself to some type of deity in a Wednesday morning tweet. He seemed to be watching Wayne Allen Root's show on the conservative network Newsmax and tweeted a quote from okay, I've got to stop because I'm getting very upset right now. So I got to just say what I'm going to say. This is blasphemy. I can't be any more direct than that than this. This is blasphemy. This is blasphemous. Now, if Wayne Allen Root wants to say something, okay. But Trump's basically endorsing it and saying, this is me, this is me, look at me, look at me. And, you can't put yourself in that place. You know, you can't say you're the second coming. You can't say that I'm the chosen one. And what in the world is going on with him doing this? This is insanity. Now you say, well, this is not the context he was saying it in. Okay, I'm not even going to get in an argument with you guys about that. I'm telling you, this is not right. You can't be talking like this. Now, this morning I got a text at 7 o'clock. Just gotten out of bed, got a text. And the text basically said, I have a conservative talk show host attacking me because I refuse to denounce Zionism and say what Donald... And I'm not... Okay, let me say this over again. I had a pastor friend of mine send me a text this morning about myself. I had a pastor friend send me a text this morning and he's being attacked on Christian radio, Christian alternative news, on people from show hosts that are anti-Zionism. And this pastor is a good friend of mine, and he's also one of my Trump liaisons into the White House. In fact, if I told you his name, everybody knows who he is. He's that well known, and he's been in the Oval Office many times. Well, now he's being attacked by another conservative commentator because he refuses to denounce Zionism, and he refuses to say that Trump's being blasphemous when he makes comments like this. And so I call my pastor friend up, and I said, look, here's the deal. You don't believe in Zionism. He goes, well, no, I don't. He goes, just tell the guy that. Make a statement. He goes, well, I'm not going to do that. I said, look, I said, because you're endorsing everything Trump does and you won't come against Trump on anything that he does, it appears that you're endorsing everything he believes in, including Zionism. You need to differentiate yourself. I said, there's a line being drawn in the sand right now in Christian circles between if you're a Zionist or you're not. This movement was started back in the early 1800s by the Masonic lodges, primarily the Jewish Masonic lodges, and they were wanting to push the rebuilding of the Third Temple. All of this stuff's been going on now for about 150 years. And the problem is, I said, is that we all have to take a line. We all have to take a stand on this. And I said, I have pretty much been blackballed now on Christian TV. Me, now I'm talking about myself, Ted Brower. Because I talk about this, and I talk about how we don't need to be rebuilding the Third Temple. I said, it's all about rebuilding the Third Temple. That's what it all started. The entire World War I was fought to promote Zionism when Brandish, the Supreme Court Justice, who was put in by Woodrow Wilson, who basically was blackmailing Woodrow Wilson by Samuel Untermeyer, basically forced us into World War I. That created the Balfour Declaration, which is what the Rothschilds wrote to get the United States into the war. They said if we get the United States into the war, that they would basically create Palestine. It was all about that. In World War II, which was a continuation of World War I, had the mass exodus of Jews from Europe and Germany into Palestine to create the country of Israel. That was all set up to create the Third Temple to bring in the Antichrist. Nobody talks about this stuff but just a few of us. And we have to differentiate ourselves now to say, well, I'm a Zionist. I believe in the rebuilding of the Third Temple. I believe in all of this stuff that's going on. Or remember that the Zionists want to rebuild the Third Temple so they'll be raptured, the Christian Zionists. They believe the Scofield Bible, and they want to create World War III, create the unleashing of the man of perdition on this planet, which is Lucifer's progeny, his son, I guess, his possession, whatever it's going to be. And it says this in Thessalonians, and he's going to declare in the temple that he is God. Now, all of this stuff is being done by the Zionists who want to get raptured, they say, so they can go to heaven and sit up in the heavenly grandstands and watch all hell break loose and the tribulation hit the planet. I'm not making this stuff up. This is what they believe. I don't want that. I don't want the man of perdition being released. I don't want the seals of the book of Revelation being opened while I'm here, or my children are here, or my grandchildren or great-grandchildren are here. I don't want that. I want this stuff to go on until we get more and more people saved. But these guys are trying to force prophecy. They're trying to force fulfillment of prophecy. They're trying to force the tribulation and the release of the progeny of Lucifer on the planet. And so they can sit up again in the heavenly grandstands and cheer and, clap away and say, oh, look what's going on down there. I'm not there. Too bad for them. That sucks for them. Oh, well, I'm not there. What kind of religion is that? Who thinks like that? And so I told my pastor friend this morning, when he got called out for being a Zionist, I say, just disavow it. He goes, well, I never talk about it. I go, it shouldn't be a problem for you. You don't believe in it. Just disavow it. And I said, when Trump makes a stupid comment, say he made a stupid comment and stop supporting every darn thing he does. I said, it's got to stop. This Trump worship crap has got to stop. And I told my pastor friend this morning, I'm on the phone with him for almost 40 minutes, and I said, look, when Trump does something right, I say, okay, he did something right. But why is it that we support him when he has more CFR members, Council on Foreign Relations, which was started after the League of Nations, which was designed specifically for globalism to bring in a Rothschild one world government? That's what the CFR is. Why are we supporting a president who makes decisions like this and who's owned by Wilbur Ross of the Rothschild Foundation, the Rothschild banking cartels, since the 80s? If Trump, and then he starts it on, well, it'd be much, much worse with Hillary. And I said, you know what? If that's the only reasoning that we have now to have Trump in. And here it is, 2.5 years later, 3.5, almost 3 years later, now we're saying that the reason it's better is because we don't have Hillary. Hillary would have never pushed, would never gotten red flag gun laws pushed. Hillary would have never had these deep background checks pushed that Trump's backing off on now. Hillary couldn't have got all of this stuff pushed because she would have never gotten it done. The Congress would have said no. She's nuts. All of the people in the United States would have rallied against her and said, no, you're the witch of Benghazi. We're not doing this. So we've got to understand that, you know, if Trump does something right, we've got to support him. But guys, he thinks he's the second coming. He said he's the chosen one. And I say, well, you're taking it out of context. I don't care what context it is. You don't hear me say those words. I don't say stuff like that. I had somebody come over, somebody sent me an email a few months back, and they said something about me that was very, very flattering. I mean, it was very, very nice. And I just said, you know, I said, I don't know about all that. I said, praise God. I just try to do what God wants me to do. I try to be led by His Holy Spirit. That's how I respond to stuff like that, because we can't start saying that we're the chosen one or that we're the second coming. You can't do that, guys. And Trump is just crossing lines here left and right. But the Christian Zionists and a lot of the Christian right are continuing to allow him to say this and get away with it because they've gone to his Trump rally and they want to support him regardless of what he does. And guys, we can't do that. This is what happened with George W. This is why we're still in Afghanistan. This is why we're still in Iraq. Because we let that nutbag go ahead and drag us into all these wars, and we supported him and we gave him our support because he said he was a Christian. And between Donald Trump using the F word and GD this and GD that and F this, GD that, I mean, this is the guy that we're calling our Christian brother who basically talks like this, who talks like he's the chosen one and basically he's the second coming. No, guys, no. Can't do that. You know, I would have said something like, you know, if Wayne Allen Root would have said that about me, he said, oh, Wayne's gone way too far this time. That is simply not true. I don't feel like I'm in that, like, in that league. You know, Wayne just, you know, basically I disagree with you and this is just not something that I am going to be involved in. That's what I would have said. And that's what you say, well, wow, Ted, yeah, I really would have, because there's no reason. You know, the Bible says that if you go into the king's feast, you go to him for the feast, right? That you don't exalt yourself, that you sit in the back of the room. And basically, if the king wants you to come up front and sit with you in the front, the king will call you up, all right? Wayne Allen Root's not the king, all right? And then he said it'd be embarrassing, basically, if you go to the front and want to sit down, and then the king tells you to go sit in the back. Just sit in the back to start with. The king will call you up. If a real true prophet of God, a true prophet. You know, and remember, we have prophets in the Old Testament. If they got stuff wrong, they got stoned to death because they were saying you're a false prophet. But I'm not talking about these guys that are running around saying they're prophets and basically saying all kinds of stuff, and then a lot of the stuff simply doesn't happen or simply not true. I'm not talking about that. Wayne Allen Root, I like him. He's been on our show. He's a great guy. And Wayne has the right to say anything. But Trump doesn't need to acknowledge that kind of stuff and starts saying that I'm the chosen one and I'm just better than the second coming to the Jews. I mean, dude, what the heck, man? Who talks like that? That reminds me of Hillary Clinton and those Podesta emails. They were emailing back and forth and somebody says, well, I'm going to have to go get the rabbit's foot and get a chicken and sacrifice it to Moloch in the backyard. What the heck? Like I told you guys when that happened a few years ago, I said, who talks like that? Now, another thing I want to talk about too, I got to say this because I'm getting all these emails on it. Somebody was on another talk show, and you guys, you notice how I do all this? Somebody was on somebody else's talk show the other day. Now, the reason I do that is this. If you know the talk show I'm talking about, what I'm about to say, this is for you. If you don't, I'm not going to spread this stuff, and I'm not going to say anything bad about people. I'm not going to do that. It's not worth it. But somebody got on somebody else's talk show the other day, who's got a big talk show and a big presence, and said that Trump was now controlling chemtrails, and that Trump was spraying chemtrails on us that were counterbalancing the other chemtrails they've been spraying on us for the past 20 years, and that Trump's in complete and total control, that Q's going to save us, Trump's going to save us. Okay, that's nonsense. Trump is not in control of the chemtrails. The chemtrails are controlled by the CIA. He does not run the CIA. The CIA is a rogue, covert organization that is only supposed to operate outside of the United States. They're controlling the chemtrails. The chemtrails are being put on us because of experimentation. They've never admitted to putting them out. They've talked about implementing them, but they haven't done it. There's nothing he can do to spray a counterbalance on us. They're used for multiple reasons, including over the ground, over the horizon radar penetration. They're used to put smart dust into our bodies. They're used to basically create an energy field that 5G will be, have a greater conductivity. In other words, they're putting metallic ions into the atmosphere to make our internets and our 5G systems, which are like from the pit of hell, work better. Trump's not stopping chemtrails. Trump's not spraying stuff. on us that's healthy. He's not doing any of that. He's not involved in any of this. I told you guys to start with, when Trump took office, we'll know if he really runs the country, if the chemtrails stop. The chemtrails have not stopped. They're spraying all over the country right now. And what they're doing is, because they're creating this greenhouse gas effect with these chemtrails, they're releasing methane. Methane, pockets of methane have been frozen in the Antarctica for years and years and years. They're going into the upper atmosphere. These methane pockets are a much worse greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide ever thought about doing. The Earth is being put into basically a terraform state. It's being changed on purpose, and Trump's not changing that. He's not in control. Trump's a figurehead. Trump is a Rothschild puppet on strings. He does what he's told to do. He's reading a script. He bases his administration on algorithms, or somebody else is basing his administration, whoever's running the country, the real deep state. And whenever they see things get pushed back, like the background checks and full gun registration, he quickly backs out of that and says, okay, I'm not going to do that now. Though he's not been talking about not doing red flag gun laws, if you've noticed that. So we have to be very, very, very careful of what we believe is going on in the media, including in the alt news. Now you say, well, are you saying that this person who's got this show is fake news because they put this guy on who said this? No. I'm not saying that they're fake news. I'm just saying that they've got a guest on that I don't agree with. And the guest who said it happens to be a friend of mine. But I'm not going to agree with him. But that doesn't mean that I have to be mad at him or angry at him. It's just I don't agree. What this one show host did to my other pastor friend that I got involved with this morning isn't okay. But guys, here's the thing. We all are going to have to take a line in the sand. Once we understand what Zionism is, and it's based on rebuilding of the third temple, once we understand that, we have to decide on whether we're going to support that or not. I chose not to support it. I've been banned from Christian TV. Done. It's over. I'm not on anymore. You know, I used to have huge audiences on Christian TV, but I've taken a stand. I'm not going to allow myself to be pushed into a belief structure or into being silent. I won't do that. Now, one other thing I want to talk about this morning. This is real important. We got to pray for somebody. We got to pray for two people. I got a friend, Gene, who may be in a transition for his business right now. So Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for Gene. I ask that you make this transition through your Holy Spirit and that you allow this to be done in your will, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, here's the second prayer I've got to pray for. Yesterday, I talked to a subcontractor, Austin, and I was talking to him about doing some work for me. And all of a sudden, I asked him, I said, are you okay? And he goes, well, I'm a little bit upset. He goes, my grandson ended up having his MMR shot at 18 months today. He's in the hospital with seizures and brain swelling, and he's screaming and flailing, and they can't control the fever. Okay, this is yesterday, guys, and I almost started tearing up. I almost was in tears, and I said, dude, I said, let me explain something to you. I said, I'm like an international expert in this field. I wrote a book on this. And he goes, you've got to be kidding me. And this guy's a Christian. And for some reason, listen to me, friends, listen to me. Like, I'm going to tell you something right here. We have a really loyal audience on this show. Here's why. Because we're in synchronicity through the Holy Spirit. We're quantumly entangled through God, through Christ, through the blood of the Lamb. And when you meet somebody that you feel the same way about, even if it's the first time meeting, it's like you've known them your whole life. And I felt like that when I met this guy yesterday. Then he starts talking to me about his grandson. And guess what his grandson's name is, Austin? It's Harrison. Can you believe this? Oh, wow. My youngest son is named Harrison. And so here we have this man with a grandson named Harrison who's having massive seizures with a cytokine storm. And I told him, I said, we got to stop what we're doing right now. We got to pray. And we prayed right there on the spot. We prayed right on the spot. And I felt the Holy Spirit drop on us. And he said the same thing. He said, man, I feel the Holy Spirit. And then we called up his grandmother, his wife, the man's wife, who was there with the family, and she goes, we don't know what happened. He's getting better. Like, just a few minutes ago, he started getting better, and the screaming has stopped. And I said, because we prayed. Now, we got to pray for Harrison this morning, too. We got to pray. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Harrison. I pray this little boy has no brain damage, that he's completely healed, that he's completely healthy, that it won't affect him in any negative way, that he had this immunization at 18 months, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now, guys, listen to me. And I told my, and I told him yesterday, I sent him like 15 links yesterday after we prayed and after he left the property. I sent him about 15 links on what it means as far as what immunizations do with cytokine storms. You know, let me explain to you why this happens. That's called an encephalitic scream, and it's due to brain swelling. The macrophages are put on overload when you inject this child at 18 months. These are like the little vacuum cleaners in the body. These are like the white blood cells that clean everything up. And when they can't get it cleaned up fast enough because it's so poisonous, they release a chemical messenger called the cytokine. And the cytokine starts contacting other macrophages, and you start getting massive inflammation in that area and swelling. Well, the inflammation is not localized. It's throughout the entire body, including the brain. And that causes the brain to swell. And when that happens, it starts putting cranial pressure, and that little baby can't do anything besides get rigid, flip his, straighten his back out, and start screaming hysterically because of the pain of the brain swelling. That's what little Harrison went through last night. And then they basically have a seizure, and they go rigid, and they're screaming and flailing, and it's horrible. And it happens all the time. Let me tell you what happened after that. The neurologist comes in, the doctor comes in, and says, well, this has nothing to do with the immunization that he had 4 hours ago. Nothing to do with this. Of course not. Why would they ever say that? I mean, they have to be like, they're like so brainwashed. And then he looked at the father and he said, this is probably your fault. You were probably taking drugs in your house, and this child got a hold of your drugs and basically caused a seizure. No, guys, this happened to me yesterday. So I looked at my buddy yesterday. I looked at him. I said, dude, next thing you need to do is make sure the Department of Family Services don't get involved in all this. And he goes, you're kidding. I said, no, I'm not kidding. I said, this is where it's going. So rather than accept responsibility of a vaccine gone bad with over $4 billion paid out of the vaccine compensation fund, not even realizing that there are bad side effects with some of these kids from these vaccines, and that 1 in 38 children now have autism, 1 in 42 girls up to 1 in 38 boys, 1 in 42 girls have autism, instead of looking at that and saying, wait a minute, something's wrong here, let's blame the parents. The parent did something wrong. The same thing is true with these doggone with a lot of the shaken baby syndromes. I'm not saying that some of the shaken baby syndrome is not real and true and there aren't bad parents that abuse kids. I'm not saying that because there are. But when you get aluminum in the blood and aluminum in the body from these immunizations, it prevents proper calcium uptake and makes the bones very, very brittle and with these kids with rickets. And when that happens, when you just pick them up and you change their shirt, in some cases, you'll break an arm because of the vaccines again. And they know that too. And so then these parents are charged with child abuse. So, guys, it's so important. And I told his wife yesterday, the grandmother, when I talked to her on the phone, I said, do yourself a favor. He's got a whole bunch more vaccines coming his way. I highly suggest you read the stuff I give you tonight and you get yourself a vaccine waiver. She said she would. Guys, it's so important that we all support one another in this because, guys, this is turning into tyranny in this country. And I want to share those couple of stories with you this morning and just let you know how I feel. That's why I also said to start with, this is going to be one of those shows. So, guys, pray for Harrison. Pray for Gene. Pray for all of our listeners. I pray for you guys all of the time. Pray for God's will to be done in all of our lives and for all of us to be led by the Holy Spirit. Austin, what do you think? What's your first story, bud?
Oh, I mean, that's intense, bud. And, I mean, we all have to understand that, I mean, this is one of the reasons why we do this show, and this is the topics that we bring up, and we really go into detail on a lot of this stuff that nobody else wants to talk about. I mean, I hear some of these other, you know, allegedly conservative talk show hosts sometimes, and, you know, they'll talk about a few things here or there. They'll dabble on this. Most of it's all about the political theater to keep everybody completely and totally focused on what's going on in the circus and not actually who's pulling the strings behind the tent wall. And this is the stuff that we have to see right now. This is why we talk about the immunizations. This is why we have the articles. This is why people email me all the time. They go, man, I need some stuff to research on. I say, okay, I got, you know, 640 links lined up already right here that I'll send you, all compiled together on the toxic side effects, the long-term, the short-term side effects, all from research studies back from the 90s all the way to currently to this year, in detailing the side effects that vaccines cause and the negative side effects that are caused directly from them in these research studies. And a lot of people go, you can't go, okay, read it. Just read it. Read it. Go through it. Just start clicking research studies and start researching through them. Just humor me. And this is what people have to realize. Almost everything we're being told now is a lie. Almost all of it. You know, it's ironic, Dad. You know, back right after that El Paso shooting, you guys remember Trump that Monday after had a speech that he went into, and I condemned it wholeheartedly, where he promoted red flag gun laws. He promoted background checks. He also, too, if you guys remember this, he also went into detail on how he was going to allow federal law enforcement agencies to receive, and I quote, whatever they needed in order to crack down on domestic terrorism and white nationalists. He also went on to say that they're going to specifically target the internet, and that law enforcement now will be developing tools that can detect mass shooters before they strike. This is what he said, quote, verbatim. There's an article that CNN just put out this morning talking about how great and grand the FBI has been lately. And it's titled, at least 28 people have been arrested over threats to commit mass shootings since the El Paso attack. And then it goes on to say on how law enforcement and the FBI has been doing such a good job, and 28 people have been arrested and all this stuff. So I read part of it. And a 15-year-old boy has been arrested on felony charges because he made a joke on a video game chat while they were playing Call of Duty that he basically was going to go to school and shoot one of these kids while they were on a video game chat shooting each other on Call of Duty. Of course, one of the kids tattled on him. They notified law enforcement, and the 15-year-old boy has now been arrested on felony charges. And then it goes on the list, and I go on the list and on the list. In Texas, a 13-year-old boy is now facing domestic terrorist charges for making a social media post, prompting Walmart to be evacuated. Another one, a 26-year-old guy in Winter Park, Florida, is arrested after investigators said he posted a thread on Facebook about having his gun returned and people should stay away from Walmart. Another one, a man is being arrested because he posted a threat on social media, and he's now basically being charged for making a domestic terrorist threat. Another one, a 15-year-old girl's arrested in California for posting a photo of a Walmart gun case with the caption, "Don't come to school tomorrow." She's being charged with felony terrorist charges. A 14-year-old boy in Arizona was arrested by Tempe police after online threats were made against the school. He's being charged with felony terrorist threats. A tip from a citizen led Connecticut authorities and FBI to investigate and arrest a man who they said expressed an interest in committing a mass shooting on Facebook. I can keep going down the list and down the list, and it's sad here because a lot of these individuals are minors that are being arrested on these felony charges now. Now, one thing that I wanted to bring up here is the topic of the Washhog kid, Wagshaw, Brandon Wagshaw. I talked about this in detail yesterday in Connecticut, the 22-year-old that allegedly the FBI got a tip of him wanting to go by magazines, anonymous tip. And so I did a little bit more research on this, and a little bit more research, and a little bit more research, and I'm finding out not only was it a complete and total lie of what the mainstream media is saying about him wanting to commit a mass shooting, they've had zero evidence whatsoever about him wanting to commit a terrorist act. We're being lied to, guys. We're being flat-out lied to by the mainstream media. CNN, NBC, ABC, every single news outlet that has covered Brandon Wagshaw has said he was arrested for making threats and an interest in committing a mass shooting. He's made none. They had an anonymous tip, which from what I'm finding out here was an FBI informant that he went out of state to Bass Pro Shop in New Hampshire and purchased four 30-round magazines, and they were already monitoring him. He got back to his house, and his father, who owned a .40-caliber handgun and a .22-caliber rifle at his home to register to his father, had his weapon seized under a red flag gun law because they said Brandon Wagshaw bought four 30-round magazines that Connecticut deemed a felony to possess now. So we have an interesting situation here. We have a 22-year-old kid who did not make a threat, by the way. I went back and looked at all the detail. He reposted a meme. That's all he did was repost a meme. And the meme was here. It said, "When the alphabet boys bust through your door thinking you just have a few coat hanger sears, so you play along before breaking out the belt-fed boogaloo toys." What he's referring to here is ATF raids your home because you have unregistered Sears, and then they find them and you break out belt-fed machine guns. That's what that's saying, if you want me to interpret it. It's not a very good meme. It's not something I would repost, but it sure as heck, absolutely under no circumstances, means that you're going to go commit a mass shooting. Is it offensive? Yeah. Is it probably in bad taste? Yeah. Is it something that you probably shouldn't post? Yeah, I'd agree with that. Is it constitute wanting to commit a mass shooting? No, absolutely not. But what they have done now is they've twisted the entire narrative of this arrest, red flag gun law, and firearm seizure to blame it on the fact that the FBI said that he had showed an interest in a mass shooting, when in reality, they were monitoring him before and watched him buy four magazines and transport them back into a state of plastic magazines that had nothing to do with a firearm. He didn't even own an AR-15, and now they're charging him with felony possession of magazines that are banned in Connecticut, but now the mainstream media has turned it into this whole debacle, saying he was interested in committing a mass shooting, and that they basically seized body armor and a helmet and a camouflage bag out of his house, and he's this big mass shooter. So that leads me to my next question. How many of these other 28 arrests that CNN has listed here are actually legitimate claims or legitimate threats? We have now that they're arresting 14-year-olds on felony charges, 13-year-olds on felony charges for making comments in video game chat rooms while they're pretending to shoot each other via video games. What is happening here? I told you guys 3 weeks ago when the FBI, when Trump came out and he said he's giving the FBI all the resources they need to investigate terrorism threats and domestic terrorism online. We now have just blanket arrests now for people making comments, for people reposting memes. Now we have individuals in Connecticut going to jail with $250,000 bonds because they have four magazines that are deemed illegal in Connecticut. If you guys can't realize that we're having a full crackdown right now, and this is before they federalize red flag gun laws, this is just the tip of the iceberg, my friends, and we all need to wake up and realize what is happening to us right now. We're having a soft attack on the Second Amendment. It's under the covers, it's through the bushes, it's in the darkness, it's all under the guise of protection and security, and nobody even realizes what's happening right now, because primarily, and I'm going to say this, and I'm just going to hack a lot of people off, because a lot of people are so wrapped up with Donald Trump being their Lord and Savior, they're not even realizing what's happening right now.
Exactly
when we
right.
are actually
exactly
having
right.
a full-blown gun confiscation, domestic terrorism charges, and arrest nationwide, 28 arrests now in the last 2.5 weeks, and a lot of these things aren't even legitimate. The research is not finding, and the more I dig into this, I mean, we have this Brandon Washkall kid on the list of CNN as they thwarted a mass shooting. He was basically a domestic terrorism. 28 people been arrested over threats to commit mass attacks. He made no such threats. He made no such threats at all. He reposted a meme that was in really bad taste. So now we have people being charged with terroristic threats because they post a meme? What are we, full-blown Minority Report here? We're going to start having people, you know, getting stopped in their cars while they're driving? Because an officer said, oh, we just saw you like this on Facebook, or you like this on Instagram. We need to ask you a few questions here. We need to make sure that you're not a domestic terrorist. In fact, actually, we're going to detain you right now. And by the way, we already had red flag gun law issued. We're going to your house right now, and we're seizing all your firearms while we're detaining you on the side of the road, because we need to find out what you're doing. Guys, we either have rights for all or we have rights for none. If we can overlook someone else's rights because we dislike their beliefs or views, or we simply dislike what they like on Facebook, or we dislike what they say, then we should have every expectation that our own rights can and will be overlooked as well. Groups we dislike or we like, it doesn't matter in between. But there's a very fine line to what's happening now, and we're starting to, actually, we're not starting to, we have stepped over that line. Due process has now been suspended. The Second Amendment has now been revoked. People say, oh, we still have the Second Amendment. Do we? We had Brandon Washkog's dad have his .40 caliber and .22 rifle seized because they said it was in the same house as Brandon, even though his father had nothing to do with anything. And this individual being charged with multiple felony counts because he had a 30-round plastic magazine in his possession, a little plastic magazine that even when loaded with ammunition can't do a darn thing without an ammunition, without a rifle capable of dispensing that ammunition? Really? This is a free country now? This is a free country. This is where we live in this country now, where people are charged with felonies for having plastic magazines in their possession. If they did it in California, and they did it in New Jersey, and they're doing it in Connecticut, and they're doing it in all these other states now, they're going to do it federally soon. You have to realize what they're about to do, and I'm just being blatantly honest with you guys right now. All the stuff we're seeing in the last couple weeks is not by chance. This all is being done with a concerted effort to completely and totally strip the American population of their rights. And the American population better wake up. The Patriots better wake up. Everybody better start getting their plans together on how they're going to defend their family, defend their rights, and defend their country. Whether or not that's from an invading outside force or anything else in between. But I'm telling you right now, this is starting a very, very, very slippery slope. And everybody goes, well, that just happened to me. I didn't post a meme on Facebook. Really? You think this is going to stop here? You really think it's going to stop here? You think they're just going to stop with memes on Facebook? No, they're going to start looking at your search engines. Remember, they already have everything recorded via Google, and they monitor you. They're going to start looking at where you search, what you look at, what you talk about, what you text message. Every single thing you do is about to start being monitored. When the FBI is given carte blanche immunity and Trump blatantly says that they are giving any resources that they need, he goes and says whatever they need, any resources the FBI needs to track down domestic terrorists before they commit a mass shooting. You best believe that all of our rights were just suspended the other day. And now when you start looking at this stuff and CNN's praising the fact that 28 people have been arrested for felony charges because they were going to commit a mass shooting, when half of these kids don't even have a driver's license, and we're talking about arresting them on felony charges. Now, I'm by no means justifying making comments about shooting people, threatening people. I'm not at all. That's a serious threat. You start going around saying, I'm going to shoot somebody. I'm going to go get a gun here. You don't need to come to school here. I get that. That needs to be taken seriously. But on the other hand, too, what's the point where it stops with taking a threat seriously and full-blown pre-crime minority report arrest, where we start arresting people just based on anonymous tips that somebody says, I don't like what they said. When you combine that with the fact that we have now hate speech at a all-time high, at an all-time idiotic high on what's deemed a hate speech, and people are being arrested for running around making comments that people are offended by, this is a very, very interesting time in this country. And in my opinion, unless the American population wakes up, I don't think this country will be the United States of America in the next 5 to 10 years, Dad, to be completely honest with you. What we're seeing right now will be the fall of the United States, because once the Second Amendment is removed from this country, there will be nothing left but tyranny right afterwards. We already know in China, they've already reported now 626 million street monitors that will be fully active by the end of this year, with the country's 1.4 billion population. That means every two people will have one camera on them in this China. Every single 627 million cameras in the country has facial recognition. So when you have one street camera for every two people, the country's surveillance grid is literally almost impossible to get away from. That is the tyrannical nightmare that they're trying to put here. And remember, China's been disarmed for a very, very, very long time. That's why you look what happened at the square back when 1984. When you have a populace that's completely disarmed and they don't have the ability to defend themselves, and you start having a tyrannical government out of control, you have mass detention, you have mass arrest, and you have mass genocide. And that is a fact in every single regime throughout history that's been documented, Dad.
You know, Austin, we're watching the Soviet Union, not Soviet, Mother Russia, from the early 1900s, the Russian Revolution occurring right now in the United States.
Yes.
We're watching the Rothschild banking cartel do the same thing they did to Russia to bring in their new world order. See, they've got Palestine subdued. It's an apartheid state now. They've got the third temple. They're going to rebuild it. They're bringing in their Antichrist. They're laying all of these things out. They're doing the Sabbatean group of followers, Sabbatean Zevi, their beliefs, as far as making everything as bad as they possibly can to force God to come back. And it's just, you think, well, Ted, that sounds weird. Well, I don't tell you that's not weird. I tell you it's nuts. Yeah, it's just this is what they believe. You say, well, do you believe that? Well, no, I don't believe what they're doing is right. But they believe what they're doing is right, and the difference is they're ready to die for it. You know, Stalin killing 100, Lenin and Stalin killing 150 million Russians. I mean, 150 million, not to mention that the 100 million that died in World War II, you know, in Europe and the United States and everywhere else. I mean, this is insanity what we have going on right now. I mean, we're watching a slow-mo unfolding of the Russian Revolution in the United States until they push the patriots too far. And this is what they're doing. They're intentionally provoking us by doing this. And this is why I told my pastor friend this morning when he got called up by that other pastor. I said, there's a line being drawn in the sand right now, and you've got to be on either side of it. You can't say I'm on this side or that side. You can't straddle the fence anymore. I said, just give the guy a statement on why you don't believe in Zionism. I said, just let it go. I said, he's right. I said, you've been wishy-washy about this, and you haven't given everybody the clear going of what you believe. Well, I they haven't been listening to my tweets. And I'm like, well, okay, they haven't listened to your tweets. Give the guy a statement. He's got a huge audience. I said, let yourself draw a line in the sand. See, the problem with all of this stuff, and I'm not saying this is my pastor friend. I'm telling you that what happened to me, and I'm going to say it again. I've gotten pretty much banned now on Christian TV because of my stances, because so much of Christian media is controlled by Zionism. Now, there I've gone out and I've just said that, and probably 90% of the major TV networks that are Christian are Zionism, where they put full-blown Jewish wedding ceremonies on Christian TV at night, and they have us watch the entire wedding as their daughter or son gets married and marrying outside of the faith to a Jew, and they're supposed to be Christians, and they're applauding that, not even realizing that their child will probably be, and in fact, I'm pretty sure will guarantee will be required to renounce Christianity, renounce the virgin birth, renounce all of it. I mean, why would you be involved in that? See, I want to quote you something here. I read an article yesterday, and it's on Chomsky. He's a huge communist. He's a huge communist. And what's interesting about Chomsky is Chomsky says a lot of stuff that's absolutely right. You think, well, I can't believe you're agreeing with the communists. I'm not saying I'm agreeing with him. I'm just saying that what he's saying is absolutely right. I want to read you a few of his quotes real quick on this. If you look at what he says, he goes, any dictator would admire the uniformity and obedience of the U.S. media. Remember what Rockefeller said? If you guys had not stayed quiet for me, we could have never brought in our new world order. Okay? But remember, the media is controlled through the Rothschild banking cartel. That's why they have so much, that's why they're so together. Second, the Republican, and this is another Chomsky, the Republican and Democratic parties are only factions of the government party. He's exactly right. He says, the United States in many ways resembles a third world country, far more elevated, but it has many of those structural characteristics, the extreme inequality of wealth, the deterioration of the infrastructure because it only serves poor people, and predatory operations, huge corruption, and so on. Another one is, now here's one of my favorite what he says. Now listen to this. He's right. Now he's pushing communism, and he's saying is right. The smart way to keep people passive and obedient is to strictly limit the spectrum of acceptable opinion, but allow very lively debate within that spectrum. Whoa, I'm going to read it again. The smart way to keep people passive and obedient is to strictly limit the spectrum of acceptable opinion, but allow a very lively debate within that spectrum. In other words, we're going to have Hulk Hogan fight Andre the Giant, and we're going to let everybody talk about it because it's important that we maintain the narrative. That's what he's saying. But all of a sudden, if you come out of the narrative and you start talking about other stuff, you have to be silenced. You have to be silenced. And this is the communist mantra. They're going to allow us to think that we have freedom. They're going to put an invisible cage and invisible bars around us with a camera for every two people with 25,000 satellites controlling 5G. They're going to let us think we have freedom, but in essence, they're controlling every aspect of our life. GMO foods, vaccines, fluoride, 5G. This goes on and on and on. You know, the media being completely controlled, totally controlled. You know, Disney coming out with all kinds of profit statements now concerning their theme parks, increasing their value by billions and billions of dollars. Now, why would they do that? Well, my speculation, this is speculation on my part, so my opinion, First Amendment right, is that Disney's been involved with a whole bunch of mergers and acquisitions. And the problem with mergers and acquisitions is you got to show the FTC that you're capable of doing this and maintaining cash flow requirements for all of these mergers and acquisitions if you're looking for government okay as far as mergers and acquisitions, as far as buying up Fox News or whatever you want to buy up. It doesn't make a difference what you buy. So, guys, or Fox Media or Fox Theater or whatever you want to buy. It doesn't make a difference. I'm just using these examples, not that Disney's doing anything. I'm not saying anything about Disney. I'm just saying this is weird because, remember, God, I got to be so careful what I say. But there's so much stuff going on right now that we need to understand about what's happening. Right now, I'm going to say this again. Autism jumps to 1 in 36 children and 1 in 28 in boys. It's going up so fast now, it's unbelievable. In 2014, it was 1 in 45 kids. In 2015, it's 1 in 43. In 2016, now it's 1 in 36. And for boys, the rate is 1 in 28. For girls, it's 1 in 80. I misquoted that earlier. Total overall is mainly boys. The survey also found that the number of children diagnosed with a developmental disability increased from 1 in 17 kids to 1 in 14. 7% of all children now are being diagnosed with a developmental disability. You can't pump aluminum into these children and not think it's going to affect them. Guys, it's so important that you understand this. It's just so important. And, you know, I'm going to say something. You know, this has been a week of shows. I mean, we've had some really good shows this week. You know, I thought yesterday's show was going to be the show of the week, and now today's show I think is even better than yesterday's show. I've got to pick the show of the week every week to air on Sunday night for one rerun that we do every week. It becomes increasingly more difficult because as we go deeper and deeper into what's going on and we start actually calling out not individual people but individual groups as far as what they're doing and what they're saying, it becomes increasingly more challenging for us to do it in a way that's going to be palatable for all of you guys. And so it's so important that you guys pray for us, for me and Austin, because I mean we are really the tip of the spear. You know, I had Jeff Rentz contact me yesterday, and he's a friend, good friend. In fact, he airs our show on the Rentz Network every night before his show, and he goes, Ted, there's not many of us left. I mean, the ones that are really going out and telling the truth. He says, you're telling the truth, I'm telling the truth. He says, but they've pretty much all been, I've already been suspected, they've all been demonetized. And that they're going away, and that so many other people have been compromised. Guys, thank you for your support. Gosh, thank you for getting your toothpaste from us. You say, well, you always talk about toothpaste because the toothpaste we sell doesn't have fluoride in it. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thanks for just, if everybody listening to the show got toothpaste and multiple vitamins from us, we would be funded. And we would fund all of those kids in Thailand. Those 22 orphans that we have now in Thailand, these girls that are being pulled out of sex slavery, that they're going right now and they're getting off the streets because we're funding that. We are. You are. I am. Health Masters is. Austin is. Everybody listening to this show is when you buy your tube of toothpaste from us. I want to thank you for that. You think, well, Ted, did you really? Yes, I really did that, guys. And yes, I paid for 22 beds, 22 children. I paid for it a year in advance. Because I knew that you guys would support for it. Because I don't want to be that guy. Well, you know, we didn't have enough money come in this month, so we can only pay for 12 of you girls, or 6 of you girls, or 2 of you girls. No. We, you and me, listen to me, friends. We paid for 22 beds up front in advance. I did it in faith. Did it on my credit card. Because I believe God with all of my heart that you guys are going to support this effort. Because guys, we've got to do more. We have to be more than hearers. We have to be doers of the word. We've got to support these children. We've got to support the people all over the world. And we've got to support each other. Like I prayed for Gene this morning. Like I prayed for Harrison, the young boy with those seizures yesterday. Guys, it's up to us. If we're the tip of the spear, if that has been handed over to us, and you guys are supporting us to be that, we've all got to work together. Because if I'm the tip of the spear, you're the tip of the spear. Because I'm not taking that on myself. You're going to be working with me. We're all going to be spear tips, and we'll all be going through this thing together. Because guys, this burden, this challenge that we have in alternative media, and what we're putting on you right now, what's already been placed on us because we started the show so many years ago now, it's getting very real, you know. And these people are playing for blood. You know, Austin talked about that a minute ago. You know, it's like that movie, Tombstone, when they're sitting there and Doc Holliday's talking to Ringo, and he goes, you know, started the game, we never finished, played for blood. He goes, oh, I was just fooling. He goes, I wasn't. These guys aren't fooling. These guys aren't kidding. These guys are playing for blood now. They're seizing people's weapons, putting people in jail, charging them with felonies, Because they post a meme. Now, don't get me wrong. It's awesome. That meme was in bad taste. But a meme? I mean, okay. Gosh, guys. Be so careful on what you post on social media. You know, post my show. Go to your Instagram accounts. Go to your Facebook accounts. Go to post the Ted and Austin Brower show. Post that. Let us all work together and push it out that way. But don't be putting out memes saying that people need to pull out belt-fed automatic machine guns. Don't be doing that. I mean, first of all you're doing is provoking a doggone civil war. And secondly, you're going to get yourself in trouble. And I love you guys. I need you. I need you here with me. I need you praying for me. I need to pray for you guys every day. And we've got to support each other. Well, I've said enough today, Austin. I about lost it when I was talking about that kid this morning. It's a little Harrison yesterday. I have such a hard time dealing with all that. I appreciate you. I love you. Austin, I'll go ahead and finish it up. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Okay, sorry about that. I had a little dead air space there. Thank you guys for the support, and definitely want to make sure we remember everything as far as yesterday. I didn't get to bring it up, but August 21st, 1992, yesterday was the anniversary of the Ruby Ridge seize of Randy Weaver and basically executing his wife and children and that whole aspect with the FBI. And it showed the American population that the constitutional militia movement was necessary and left America with a huge distrust of its leadership, including the president, then President George H.W. Bush, President Bill Clinton right after that, and Attorney General Janet Reno, and specifically for his beliefs. Randy Weaver was targeted by the one and only ATF in an entrapping sting operation designed to gain his cooperation as a snitch. When he refused to become a federal informant, he was charged with basically possession of a short-barreled shotgun because it was like a half inch too short. They intentionally set it up that way. Due to miscommunication about his court date, which was also set up, the Marshal Service was brought in and laid siege to his house, shot and killed his wife and his 14-year-old son. Also to William Barr, who had thoroughly been documented that Barr supported what took place. The FBI sniper who executed his wife was later promoted in the FBI following the murder. And of course, you guys know, Trump appointed William Barr as the, again, Attorney General of the United States. So just wanted to kind of put that back out there, short aspect of it. You guys know I've been very passionate about the whole aspect with Ruby Ridge. I've been up there before in Idaho, and that's a very troubling issue, but it's also something that should be very, very clear to the American population that when you have an out-of-control agency like the ATF or the FBI, they know no limits. When they have no oversight and they can literally act with full-blown immunity, they do whatever they want. And that was back in 1992. Now we've given that same agency the ability to arrest, detain, and seize weapons of people that essentially have made comments or memes on Facebook. Just think about that for a second. So again, thank you for the support of healthmasters.com. We really continue to appreciate everything you guys are doing. As Dad said, be careful what you guys are posting on social media. I know a lot of times people get heated. I see arguments. That's why I tell people all the time, don't have arguments on social media. Don't have, you know, digital footprint trails of arguments back and forth, especially when people start making threats or making veiled threats. Very, very, very bad position to put yourself in because all that stuff is recorded, all of it's documented, and they can use it all against you. And now, again, I'm not saying and justifying what some of these people may have said or done, but on the other hand, too, we're getting on a very, very, very slippery slope into a very dark hole if we start allowing government agencies to arrest, detain, disarm individuals based on memes that they repost or that they like. That's a very, very scary situation. So again, be awake, be aware, understand what you're doing and what you're posting. And by all means, be prepared and be prepped for anything that's going on right now. I say that repeatedly. I talked about it on our show yesterday in detail. I talked about it on the Hagman show. I can't stress it enough. These situations like El Paso or like we saw down here at Parkland, the whole nine yards, these situations aren't going to stop. Every time one of them happens, they try to push an inch in a little bit more gun control or a little bit more oversight with these guys or a little bit more surveillance or a little bit more of this and a little bit more of that. We either have the Second Amendment or we don't. We don't get 70% of it or 80% of it. We either get the whole thing or we have none. And if we have none, then we understand what position that puts us in and what we have to do. So again, thank you for the support of healthmasters.com, forwarding the show, signing up for our free weekly newsletter that really gets a lot of the information out there to our customers and our listeners all the different specials, the sales, and of course all the different email articles that we rewrite and Harrison writes all the time. We're always sending out. We're trying to keep everybody as healthy and alert and as mentally strong as possible, because that is one of the key aspects of it. I mean, you can have all the preps you want in your house. You can have all the water and all the food stored up. But if you're unbelievably unhealthy and you're on a dozen medications and you feel horrible and you have no energy and you can't walk up a flight of stairs without passing out, you probably got to reevaluate your entire aspect of your health. And so that's what we do at Health Master. So if you need anything, be sure to call us. The D3-10,000-K2, unbelievably important nutrient for the body, all the way from pregnancy to elderly individuals and everybody in between. The D3-10,000 is crucial. On sale right now for 15% off on the website at healthmasters.com. And be sure to vote for the other products that you want to see win next week as product of the week. Your vote counts, and we don't manipulate it whatsoever. You vote for it, one vote per IP address. Knock it out. Let us know what you want to see win, and whatever wins, we'll put it on sale. So we appreciate the support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and you guys have a very, very, very awake show today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.